Novel Audio presents American Histories by John Edgar Wideman. Read for you by Dion Graham.
To See. Love, J. I do not know why this double entry account of time intrigues me, and why I am compelled to call attention to it, to both its personal and objective forms, the time in which the narrator moves, and that in which his narrative takes place. It is a peculiar intertwining of time's courses, which ordained, moreover, to be bound up with yet a third, that is, with the time the reader will one day take for a receptive reading of what is told here, so that he will be dealing with a threefold ordering of time, his own, that of the chronicler, and that of history. Thomas Mann, Dr. Faustus. A prefatory note. Dear Mr. President, I send this note along with some stories I've written, and hope you will find time in your demanding schedule to read both note and stories. The stories should speak for themselves. The note is a plea, Mr. President. Please eradicate slavery. I am quite aware, sir, that history says the 13th Amendment to the Constitution abolished slavery in the United States of America in 1865, and that ensuing amendments extended to former slaves the precious rights and protections our nation guarantees to all its citizens, regardless of color. But you should understand better than most of us, Mr. President, that history tells as many lies as truths. The 13th Amendment announced the beginning of the end of slavery as a legal condition in America. Slavery as a social condition did not disappear. After serving our nation for centuries as grounds to rationalize...